This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 19, 2017. Paul Layton writes, in today's Salem News, students, parents, and veterans made an emotional appeal to the school committee in Salem on Monday night to reinstate the retired Marine Corps officer who was fired as the high school's ROTC instructor. About 100 people packed the meeting room at Collins Middle School, and more than a dozen spoke out in support of Lieutenant Colonel Michael Hunter, calling him a dedicated mentor and role model to the cadets in the Salem High School ROTC program. Ryan Bates, an ROTC student who was signed up for the Marines, is quoted as saying, because of Colonel Hunter, I found the person, I found the drive, I found the motivation to be the best I can be. Hunter was fired last Friday by Salem High School principal David Angiramo after what Hunter described as a heated argument between Hunter and an assistant principal over disciplining a student. More than 675 people have signed an online petition calling for his reinstatement. After listening to the emotional plea on Hunter's behalf for more than an hour, Superintendent Margarita Ruiz said she is prohibited by law from discussing the details of his dismissal, but she said she would be willing to meet with parents. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. A series of conversations on race continued last night in Marblehead. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, how white privilege enables or is a barrier to people in their daily lives, depending on their skin color, was the topic of discussion Monday night in the Conversations on Race series, co-sponsored by the Marblehead Racial Justice Team at the Abbott Public Library in Marblehead. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item that the daily effects of white privilege discussion is the last scheduled conversation of the year and is the ninth in a series. The plan is to continue the monthly conversations indefinitely, according to Mary Gardner, a member of the Marblehead Racial Justice Team. Quote, it's our goal to create a space for people to talk about racism in Marblehead and surrounding towns and come away with an understanding that they changed their lives, said Gardner. One of the facilitators of this discussion, which began in April, raising your personal awareness of racism in yourself and your surroundings, just creates change. We're like the stone that creates the ripples. Gardner said the conversations typically draw between 35 to 55 people. She said everyone who comes thinks that they're anti-racist and leave becoming aware that there's so much that they don't yet know. Diane Vella, 68, of Rockport, said that there have been similar conversations on race in her town, church, and that she has become a student of her privilege. She said that she came to the conversation so that she could understand it and so that she doesn't continue to perpetuate it. Vella said that you don't see or hear privilege, you swim in it. Her privilege, she said, is that she has a network of support that includes finances and emotional support. She said that she has never had to struggle for food, housing, or education. She owns her home and has an inheritance. She said her kids have an inheritance as well. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, for the past several years, local historian Emerson Tad Baker has frequently heard the same question from fellow academics at research conferences around the country, what's going on? They were asking about the Phillips Library in Salem, an extensive historical resource once housed in a building that, to this point, has now been unoccupied for 6 years. Baker is quoted as saying it's an important local resource for local historians and genealogists, and in ways, it's the local historical soul of Salem. Scholars around the world went there. The Phillips Library left Essex Street in 2011 after many years in the building, at which point the library's collections and staff went to an industrial building in Peabody, which itself closed in September. The future of the library is subject to a fierce discussion between the public and the Peabody Essex Museum. Calling the Phillips Library reference line leads to an answering machine, and that, according to Baker, is a problem. Much more on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes in itemlive.com, as Lynn's top firefighter prepares for retirement, four competitors have lined up to vie for the post. The hopefuls, including District Chiefs Steve Archer, Timothy Collier, Arthur Richard, and Michael McBride, faced a team of interviewers last week. MMA Consulting Group, Inc., a Plymouth company, held a so-called assessment center at City Hall, comprised of an expert panel that interviews the candidates. Over 8 hours, they were asked to respond to real-life situations. The interviewers grade each applicant. The scores are then ranked and sent to civil service. The top three picks are forwarded to the mayor, who can choose among them. The selection is expected to take place in January. The job pays upwards of $100,000 a year. Chief James McDonald, who was selected as chief and deputy chief through an assessment center, said the process is grueling. 40 years after he fought his first serious fire, McDonald plans to retire next month at age 62. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. This is MSO News Sports. This is North Shore Today.